Hey guys, and welcome to the Perfectly Wasted podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 38 on Gaming Age. You can find all of my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. Today I want to talk a little bit about Gaming Age, and specifically, at what age you are kind of like at your prime to be gaming. And the reason that I want to talk about this is I feel like there is kind of like an unspoken rule that's, I guess, not quite super unspoken, that the older you get, the worse you're going to get at video games, or your reaction time is going to go down and things to that effect. While it might be true that the top 15 highest earning ages for esports and for gaming are all within the range of like 15 to 30, there's still quite a lot of people that play video games even though they're older and do have successful careers in esports. Probably the most notable being Jonathan Wendell, also known as Fatality, who has just different lines of video game products that are in his gamer tag, like motherboards, keyboards, mice, you know, just pretty much anything that you can go through and need as a gamer, there's some kind of offering that his name is branded on. So, he's probably the best example of someone who is a little bit older that's still inside of the esports scene, that's still pulling in money yearly. I think that he's made about $500,000 in his career, which is obviously not a tremendous amount, but it still places him in like the top 100 earners of esports players of all time. So, that's pretty impressive, and the guy's age is 36, so he's actually older than I am, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's something that's incredible. I've played games online with people that say that they're upwards of 40. I do want to say that, you know, while science does kind of prove that your reaction time for certain things gets worse as you age, I'm not sure how really that applies into certain video games. Obviously, first-person shooters and things like that, you might have a little bit more problem because your reaction time is a little bit more important. In different types of esports, like let's say any kind of game that you have to like micromanage, like a StarCraft or Dota or League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm, things like this, where you have to try and micromanage stuff, I feel like it's not quite as important if your reaction time is like doubled after you pass the age of, let's say, 24. It does have some impact, but we're talking very minimal. The majority of these things, I feel like, are going to be covered up by just the experience that you have as you get older. You know, the more you play a game or the more you play similar games, the more experience that you're going to have at being good at those games or those types of games, and that's going to contribute much more greatly than, you know, your reaction time going up by 100 milliseconds, which, realistically, like, who's going to even notice that in most cases? So, as you play games, you know, if you're playing it for fun, obviously there's no age on fun. You know, there's grandmothers and grandfathers out there that are playing like Call of Duty with their grandchildren and having plenty of fun doing it, and that actually aren't terrible at it. Some of the oldest earners that are recorded inside of esports currently are between the ages of like 36 and 50. So, I mean, that's not to say that they've made like significant earnings or anything like that. I think that the only way it actually gets recorded on the site I'm using as reference is if it's over a certain dollar amount. And I think that dollar amount is in like the $500 range. But the oldest person that they currently have recorded on this site, which is pretty much the only site that I was able to find these kind of statistics on, was that he was 50 years old and he had made $50,000 playing a specific game. So there is still range for you to continue to play after you get older in esports. I don't feel like there's actually a set retirement age. Now, as I said earlier, there is statistics that show that the top earners, the top 15 spots of earners are below the age of 30. So it's between 15 and 30 where you're going to really like hit your prime for gaming. But you know, obviously there's exceptions to the rule. If you're very good at some specific games, you're going to continue to earn money based on them, or maybe even get your own product lines like Fatality is, depending on how popular you are. So I feel like really there's a pretty large range for you to be able to still be a professional gamer. And even if you are outside of that range, just your talent and experience in the games could really be helpful to other people, which is why you get people that previously were gamers going to coaching, you know, so that they can give you a little bit of the insight that they might have because they might understand the mechanics of games slightly better. Basically, I just want to do an episode to say, like, you're never too old to game, and that if you are inside of that age range that just doesn't quite match like that magic range of 15 to like 30 or so, then, you know, don't get discouraged. You could still be a pro gamer, or you could still be finding a way to make money through, you know, just doing YouTube videos and giving tips out, you know, basically being kind of like an online coach, if you will. I mean, fuck, if they've got online coaches for things like fitness, why can't they have online coaches for things like, you know, esports? I feel like it's totally a reasonable thing to do. So if you've been thinking about it for a while and think maybe you are good enough to be a coach for somebody, maybe this is like the next thing, you know? You know, they've got these online personal trainers. Let's get some online esports trainers and start giving tips. You know, start spectating people and giving them your tips to get into like top 500 Overwatch, or, you know, to try and boost their ranking inside of stuff. Worst case scenario, you get a couple of videos up on YouTube that get disliked. I mean, I'm in the dislike boat. People dislike my videos sometimes. It's whatever. You know, I'm not super popular, so I don't really have to care about it. But I do want to say that, you know, if you are into gaming, if you do enjoy gaming, if it's fun for you, and you have the time to game, then there's absolutely no reason that you shouldn't be gaming. If you think that you're good enough that you might be able to make a little career out of it or a side job out of it, absolutely try and do it. Why the fuck not? What could it hurt? You know, the majority of Twitch streamers don't have like a giant investment inside of streaming. Usually they have a gaming PC, which if you're gaming, you already have a gaming PC, and they have a 1080p webcam, which, you know, that's about $80 that you can get a decent one. You might have to do a little research on how to do OBS or any of the streaming tools to be able to get into like streaming. But again, that's all pretty easy stuff. It usually only takes a little bit of time. So my recommendation to you is, don't let your age hold you down, all right? Because I'm in my 30s, and I feel like, you know, I can still do pretty well in video games. Obviously, there's going to be people that are going to be able to beat me, but that's a scenario with anything. You know, even the top 500, as I've stated in my Overwatch video, even the top 500 can get better, even they can be beat. If you are a little bit older, don't let it discourage you. Get out there. You know, maybe you can make a career as the esports gaming grandma or grandpa or whatever. You know, give it a try. What's the worst that can happen is that you have a little fun, you make a couple of friends online, you spent $80 on a webcam. You know, totally worth it in my opinion. That's kind of one of the reasons that I started doing podcasts, is I felt like, why not? You know, fuck it. I understand I kind of missed the bus on it and I'm a little bit late to it, but I mean, there's no restriction on talking, basically. So, you know, if you've got something that you really enjoy doing, that you're having a lot of fun with, I say just fuck it, go for it. Don't let age hold you back, especially if it's gaming. Because I feel like there is this kind of overall negative feeling about older gamers and how maybe their performance isn't as good as younger gamers. This is kind of something that I think stemmed off of, you know, the different research is saying that your reaction time gets slower. And obviously, you know, as pro athletes go, as you get older, you get worse at the game that you're playing. So I kind of feel like this is unfair to esports and video games, because a lot of the types of video games that we're playing has to do with like hand dexterity, and some of the best masters of their crafts that have to do with like hand dexterity are older. So I don't really think that it applies very much, at least, to esports and to video games. You know, again, I'll go ahead and inside of the description, I'll post where I'm getting the information that I've looked up on the ages of these gamers, these esport gamers, and then you can kind of like see for yourself. If you find any other location that states anything else that might have, you know, better statistics that you want to share with me, please do. Please put it in the comments. If you feel the reverse on this, that you have to be young to be successful in esports, then by all means, let's get on Overwatch and see how you do versus me. I mean, you might be better overall, but I think it'd just be a fun challenge in the first place, and I'm always up for a fun challenge. So thanks again for watching, guys. If you don't agree with me, please let me know why. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, please go ahead and do comment below. Please like, subscribe, and share. And thanks again for joining me. That's 10 minutes perfectly wasted.